Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Hey, Miss Tony, how you doing?
I am doing good. It's Thursday evening. How about you guys?
Oh, man, I'm
wonderful.
Doing my usual. All the ways the same. Over here burning pages. You know how that is. That's the story of my life.
Love hearing that. That means we got something to look forward to.
Yes, I can't wait to release new books to my readers. Always giving them something that they can enjoy and, you know, get a little lesson out of, hear some slick talk, some excitement, some suspense. You never know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Love that. Mm-hmm. We've been good right now. Go ahead.
That's good. How you doing, Miss Isha?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Miss T?
I'm just finishing my dinner for my crew here at the house.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be giving me the side tonight, you know.
Yes, because last night they was looking at you like pizza delivery again, Mom. Like, come on, what are you doing?
I know you do it. You on the show again?
Yes. What's happening? Like too much. Three days in a row. They're like, you have to find you another hobby.
So they taking care of today. They got a mommy home cooked meal.
Okay, all right. Well, it's our special edition, Thursday night edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We're going to have the fabulous Miss Tamika Newhouse in the clubhouse today. She's going to be talking about her different works, and she has a surprise coming. She's going to have some of her authors come on later, and they, too, are going to, you know, speak about their work and their experience being on her publishing company. And then, of course, we have the hot topic. As always, we're going to talk about the side nigga. Woo, I don't know. That's going to be a hot subject.
Everybody's
always talking about the side chick. And that was mentioned on AuthorWise. Alicia reminded me about that side nigga. I don't know. That's risky. That's really, really risky. Like, you're taking a humongous chance dipping out, siding on your man. Like, whoo, that takes a lot of courage there.
Yes, it does.
That's going to be rough. I don't know.
It's no different than the man stepping out.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know. That's a little bit more dynamic there.
Mm-hmm.
But just when your woman step out, oh, she's doing it for a purpose. She wants to make sure that she's taking it to your jugular from one side to the other side. She wants to see the blood flow.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, but men can't take that. I can't see them. Mm-mm.
Condition, but they sure can't take it.
Nah, where's Bebo at? He needs to chime in right about now.
Bebo is in here.
Hair and makeup.
He'll be over here in a minute. You know, I told you, we sent the guys home when the girls came back from vacation. So they're down there, and he's down there with them doing what he does in the green room. So it's a good, they had a good meal today, too. So It's no telling. We just have Aaron. He'll be in here in a minute. He'll come flying in and sitting down when the conversation gets really juicy. You know how he does.
Yeah, especially with this topic. I got to hear his take. You know, like you said, Nene, he's always talking about that side chick.
Yes, he is. That's his favorite. That's his favorite. You got to find out. I think we had asked Aaron before, could he be the side? We had this conversation, something similar to it. They switched it around, but it got heaty. It got very heaty.
Roger.
Aaron said, no, I couldn't do that.
I cannot do that.
But no. I can't.
He be giving out the side chick awards, though, don't he? He be passing them out. He be passing
bless
them out like Tony's. Like Grammys and Emmys, he be passing them out. So,
with a smile, too.
Yeah, he be having his red carpet out there and everything. He be going in. So he better hurry up and wrap it up in the green room and get himself in here so we can talk to him and see what he's talking about. But you know how we do in the clubhouse. We're going to go ahead on and let Miss Tony pay those bills so we can get it cracking. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
Yeah. All right, we got to pay the bills to keep the green room working for Mr. Bebo.
I know. We might put that out the budget.
I know. He's going to keep me as paying bills. Well, welcome, everybody, to Right and Loyalty Thursday Night Edition. We got a hot show tonight. You know, one of our many hot topics, but this one we haven't visited yet. My name is Tony, and I'm one of your fabulous co-hosts. And for those our new listeners, Right and Loyalty Radio is dedicated to joining authors and readers together, creating a community of reading and writing greatness. Now, my co-host, Mimi Capri, has some things that she has already established with us readers that you have to get into your library. She has the P-Trap series, 1, 2, and 3. And as she said, she is pinning part 4. And, you know, every time you hear, you know, she's on her grind. She's making those pages burn. So we cannot wait for those pages to come out so we can see what she's been up to. And she also has the Trust No Beast series 1, 2, and 3 that she shares with Cash Streetlet author. And that is an all-time classic, one of my favorites. You have to get that into your library. And for my MIA co-host, Erin Bebo, she has the Rat Hunters, Change for a Dollar. Now, we're trying to get his numbers up for Change for a Dollar. Am I not right, Leisha? I don't know if he's hit that 150 mark yet, but by 1:59 p.m., if you don't have that in your library, please head over to Amazon. It's only 99 cents, and you get that
absolutely.
One change for that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
He has Till My Casket Drops. And I got to back up on Nene. She has a title on the G Street Chronicles called Tainted, Lies, Fear, and Death. Mm-hmm. And she is busy pinning part 2. Now, that's just a little bit something from her other ones, but it's a banger. It's a 5-star, so you got to get that in the library. And also on the G Street, Bebo has I Used to Love Her, and all I got to say is get it because part 2 is coming, and it is going to be fire. Trust me, it's going to be fire.
You know what it
that,
is.
Oh, yes. With that, I'm going to pass it over to my beautiful co-host, Miss Leisha. What's going on, girl?
Absolutely. I've been running all day, but this has been a good day. All in all, I want to make sure you guys are entering that summer giveaway that we talk about. Make sure you're sending your name and your email, and whether you have a Kindle or a Nook, to writingworlds@gmail.com so that you can be entered into the contest. We had a few winners. Once a day, that got some wonderful prizes that they didn't suspect they were getting. So we want you guys to keep your ear to the show and your eyes peeled on your email. You never know what you're going to get and when you're going to get it.
Yeah, definitely. And I believe Aaron came out the green room because I seen him stagger over to his chair and sit down. So I don't know what happened over there, but he is back. Aaron, you okay?
Well, hello, people.
Hey, Bebo.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm still holding on to my head. Green room experience is beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. We're happy that you enjoyed yourself because nothing like a good green room experience, I promise you that. But, yeah, go ahead on, Mr. Aaron. Let us know how your day went. We already talked about our day, And, you know, your day is just, you know, happening for you over here. So let us know how your day went. What did you eat? At least you give him the famous question.
I had the fish and chips. It was lovely.
Fish and
chips.
Did you cook it?
Listen, I had some very special help tonight. Listen, I don't, you know, I'm not required to cook. It's just something Grandma told me to do. Because honestly, that's the keep a woman away feature. I don't have to have you around.
You know what? Y'all know, well, Aaron, when we started this show in January, and can I get an amen from my co-host? Aaron Bebo would burn in the kitchen every day for lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm,
am I wrong,
too.
Y'all? Burn.
Mm-hmm.
Chef, he was even going to do a show, a cooking show, which, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on.
I seen him cutting up taters and everything.
So now all of a sudden, he ain't required to cook, and he don't cook every day. What was going
on? You know what?
I
wasn't going to say nothing about this, but I'm going to just go ahead and bring it up. You know what I mean? Like, the reason why I stopped doing it, because, you know, people start hating. That's why the show ain't come out. That's why I stopped posting so much food. Like, people really started hating. Like, people will find anything to hate on you about. So, like, I just take away the energy. Like, oh, you hating on that? You hating because I'm posting food? That's something that you talking about with people? Okay, how about this? I won't post no more food then. If that's bothering you, like, he's posting food. Because people just be looking for stuff to argue about now that social media has arrived. Like, anything somebody else does becomes a problem for somebody else who's watching it. Instead of them just closing their eyes, turning their head, or minding their business. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, that's really what happened with that. Is people's bickering, talking in the background, as usual. And I just said, yo, you know what? That's not even really an energy I need on social media because I'm really not, you know, no cook or no chef or nothing on no show. So, you know, let me just exit that right out of away from the view of the people since that's becoming a problem for some people. But I don't even want to know why. You know what I mean? I just heard about it, and I just took it right out. I was like, I don't even need that energy. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Nobody needs that energy.
I don't know, Aaron. How other people felt ever affected you? I'm concerned about that because, Aaron, you normally don't care what people say.
Nah, it's not that it affects
you. If
you
don't like it, delete.
You missed the whole point. Like, if I know that the energy going to be negative around something that I'm doing, and I'm not in that state of mind, like, you know what I mean? It's not something like, for instance, if it's something like a book and people don't like it or they talking about it, I'm not going to stop promoting the book and sharing the link around because that's my livelihood. That's what I do. But as far as the food, if that's going to create a negative energy, all right, let's exit that out the equation. Now what's next? Now what's going to be the problem? You know what I mean? So just let people keep walking around in the dark till they figure out, like, yo, it really was never no problem.
But then we miss out on hearing all those lovely meals you make here.
Nah, I mean, we could talk about it here because this is our forum. It's not as wide open as, you know, Facebook. We kind of in control, and this is something that we like to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, real fly-by-night. We ain't going to take up a whole half hour on it. I had the fish and chips. We moving right on to change for $1.99 right now. Make sure you go and get it. Yeah, but you got
to
remind them again.
Because
people are reading so fast that you got to tell them twice. Need y'all to go over there and grab that. You know. So a lot of things going on right now. I'm sure everybody sees it. The Black got a new joint out. Make sure y'all go grab that joint, too.
I saw that.
Yeah, DC's doing things, man. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's going to get a lot more interesting as time goes on. Just keep your eyes peeled. People can just be doing things. And nobody not saying that. Like, people just be thinking they entitled to do things. And nobody's not going to say nothing, so...
Uh-huh.
Like at some point, somebody got to stand up and say something.
That is true. That is true. But I am happy that the whole crew is here this evening. And we were saying earlier, people, we got a hot topic now. You came up with this hot topic. You want to give us a little background and the reason why? Because you know you and your side chick now, the coin is flipped this evening. How you feel about that?
Nah, I mean, I think that, I don't really think that it flipped. You know what? I think, honestly, at the end of the day, I think most women, if not all women, will say that they've been have knowing the side nigga existed. They was just calling them the cheater or the hubby or they be they baby father, the nigga they was with. You know what I mean? I definitely think females will definitely run to that real quick, quicker than a man will be like, yo, that's my side chick. Because some men have a side chick and still don't even want to claim her. You know what I mean? Like nah, man, we ain't, me and her ain't like that. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different. A woman has no problem. Like, yeah, that nigga's a dog. You know what I mean? Like, that's quick. That's automatic. So when we start talking about the side, but I think that side nigga kind of meets a different little criteria, too, like how with the side chick thing, like with the side dude, he has to meet a certain criteria too. Like, he can't be the dude getting frustrated when he like, yo, I want to chill. You like, nah, my other friend is coming over. Like, you gotta go. I don't want nobody here. Like, whatever the situation is, if you got other friends calling your phone, like, he don't want to know none of that. He gotta be a solid dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, anybody can't be a side nigga. Like, you can't have, because, like, females will get dudes emotional, yo. It's just a fact. You know how many dudes are sitting in prison right now over a female, something that had to do with a female?
Mm-hmm.
Or just dead, or just out there spending up their whole life, or out there just going crazy. Like, it's so females will definitely have dudes going crazy.
I know that's right. It's
so
true.
You know what I mean? When you can't have a side nigga that's gonna get too like open on you. Like, he can't be too open. You have to pick the right temperament of man where he already know what it is. Like, he's like, yo, this is all it is with her. It's more so like, you know, it's the same thing with the female. Like, it's gotta be a criteria set. Like, it can't just be that you with some dude, you know what I mean, and you know, y'all dipping on the low, and then you really got a husband, but he trying to get you to leave your husband. Like, yo, just leave him, divorce him. Like, none of that is going on.
I gotta be honest, people. I never really thought about this topic, you know, because side chick is like the headliner, and I just never thought about it. I never really hear women say, yeah, that's my side. Or I don't know. Maybe I'm just naive and living in my own bubble, but I'm going to be interested.
They don't.
You know why? You know why you ain't hear them really say it? You ain't really hear them say it because it ain't trendy. It got trendy for a minute. It got trendy for a minute. Like, you might hear younger females say it, or just people that's in the trend. Like, it might catch on. Like, it just because the side chick went so mainstream that females that want to have an arrogant turn of the nose at that will definitely be like, God's got side chicks, I got a side nigga. You know what I mean? You'll hear it in that respect, but it's more of a trending phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's definitely not a woman's outlook on the situation, because most women frown on something like that on the surface of a woman's character. It's like they'll frown on something like that. But then, you know, you do have women out there. Like I was saying, I said this before when we were talking about the side chicks. Like, you got women out there who just want a man that's not, that they don't have to have any ties to.
Yeah, but
and
would you call that
successful
a side
women?
Though?
Huh?
It's not. That's not a side. That's not a nigga on the side. He's equivalent to what a man considers a side chick.
Yeah, exactly.
And
right.
Because you don't see it as much, I believe, and I'm going to say it, women, y'all can get mad if you want to, if a woman is cheating, 9 times out of 10, the man only finds out if she wants him to find out. Women is
slick.
Nah,
that's
slick.
Not true. Don't ever get you right now. I give you that.
Slick. They is slick.
I give you that.
Probably even more of men will say a woman is slick. She will do some stuff you won't even know it. For 5 years later, she'll be like, "Yeah, I was dating him. You was dating him for years."
Nah, don't never listen. Listen, I said, you know what? I'll give you that by majority, and probably by a real short number. Like, don't be counting dudes out. Don't be thinking like men are really that dumb. Like, if they really in the relationship with you and you cheating, they're going to know immediately. Like, if they really not in the relationship, you cheating on a nigga for 2 or 3 years, guess what? Chances are he was cheating on you for like 3 or 4 or 5 years too, because there's no way he can't see that change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's
like
funny.
I talk mm-hmm. about this all the time, like knowing your mate, yo. There's no way you can't see that change. People just accept certain things. Some mm-hmm. people accept the thing like, yo, I be doing her so dirty. I done slept with her sister. I done did that. I ain't even going to try to start no argument up in here. Because they already know the shit they done did.
Yeah.
That they done been confronted with. Because I will tell you, men are sloppy. So, yeah, they will, you know, get caught more than women. But don't just never think that a woman is that far. There's some men know that their woman is cheating. They're so insecure about it that they can't even come to accept it in their self to deal with it. Because that would mean he's saying, yo, I know you're giving what's mine to somebody else. That would have to be admitting that. And a lot of men be having such a pride about themselves that they'll sit back and lie to themselves like, I know my girl ain't doing nothing. Like, whatever. So.
But it's interesting that you have this topic for tonight, because I'm actually reading one of Tamika Newhouse's books. And it talks about that nigga. And you said the magic word 2 years, and one of those characters has been having an affair with the brother, with her fiance's brother for 2 years, and I'm only just now into the beginning of it, but it doesn't seem like he has any idea, and that's a long time to be having a side piece and the man not know. Like you were saying, some men do come around kind of know, but I'm interested to see where this story goes.
So it's crazy. My cousin, her grandmother, she had a side dude her whole marriage, and everybody knew about it, and her husband knew about it. He never said nothing. He just went to work. He took care of the family. He took care of her. She used to talk to him so terribly. We used to be like, oh, my goodness, why does he stay? But he loved that woman to death and all her imperfections. He just rode it out till the wheels fell off, and that's crazy. But you know what? Another thing that came to my mind, that some women have side niggas or, you know, dudes on the side or whatever, and they might not be sleeping with them, but they call them, you know, their best friend. You know, they go out with them. They do everything but something sexual. And they don't call it, you know, just they side. But I think some women have men there for them emotionally, or, you know, to fill in some of those gaps that maybe they missing with their man, you know, but they disguise it with the, this is my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we cool. You know what I'm saying? But they talk about their relationship with them. They sit with them. You know, they do different things with them that they can't get from their man. They may even flirt around and play around a little bit on the phone and different things like that. But I think that is still as much of a violation as if, you know, you are actually, you know, having sex, you know what I'm saying, with another man. If you taking all those different comforts of your relationship and, you know, you got him on another man, you know that you might have certain feelings for him. Y'all may haven't crossed the line, but you use him emotionally and, you know, for other things that your man isn't giving you. I think it's the same thing. What you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same situation, yo. It's just male and female. Like, the variables don't be that far. You know what I mean? It mostly be the real split that people don't be wanting to really admit is they be the emotion. You know what I mean? Because all the physical stuff is the same with anybody. You know what I mean? Like, if you have sex with this person, you can have sex with that person. And honestly, the real truth of the matter is the only thing that's going to make the sex better is how you feel about the two.
I said that all the time.
You know what I mean? So, you know, is it all the physical stuff don't even matter. It's about the emotion. And that's where the seed gonna really split at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the problems come in relationships. Like sometimes we be quick to, like, I know I am, I'll be quick to dismiss a female, be like, oh, well, if a man ain't doing this right, then I can teach him and this, that, and that. I'm like, knock it off. Like, come on. You know what I mean? But honestly, it's not, she may not be able to teach him how to make her feel, you know, in a physical sense, but his effort at what she's trying to show him may heighten her emotional sense to him so that it gathers all of that up, because a woman is that powerful, you know, to place this with that and still make it, you know, happen. Like, not that men aren't, but a man may misplace some of that emotion because we don't be taking it in at such a, like, we be needing more time to think, you know, and ponder on emotion. We more fit for action, you know what I mean? Like, we be needing more time to ponder on emotion.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes our emotions send us into action without any thought. You know, women are more, y'all more subtle creatures, and y'all definitely think more. So I think it's the emotion that separates the seed.
I think the emotion does play a big key in it.
It does.
I see we got a caller.
Go ahead, take the caller.
210-584, good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
First of all, let me just say, I love your voice. Who is this talking?
This is Aaron.
Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. This is Tamika Newhouse.
What's up, Tamika? I kind of thought that was you. I was about to be like, nah, you're going to regret saying that, so I'm going to tell you who I am.
I don't know. I may still regret that. I don't know. We'll see.
Welcome.
Hey,
what's going on?
I've been listening to y'all.
Wow, we thought we brought you on in here without the proper introduction. We got excited. We usually don't like to have the callers lingering in the breeze. So Aaron said, let's get them on in here. But we welcome you to the clubhouse tonight on this special edition. Thank you for coming out and spending some time with us. Me, this is Nene Capri, Aaron Bebo. We have Miss Tony and Miss Leisha. And we'd like to welcome the fabulous Miss Tamika Newhouse. Thanks for coming into the clubhouse.
Well, thank y'all for inviting me. I will try my very best to misbehave all evening.
Oh, please do. Please do. We appreciate that. Yes, we like to hear that kind of stuff.
Okay, so now ask me a question about this topic real quick, because I actually want to kind of chime in. I want to give my two cents. So what was the overall question?
Go ahead. Well, we're talking about, you know, the side nigga, you know, the woman that has that man on the side. You know, they always talk about the side chick. You know, does the woman do it better? Can she do it for years? With the Aaron saying the man would definitely know she wouldn't be able to do that. You know, it's getting kind of hairy. We're trying to see, you know, how that side nigga runs.
Okay, so coming from experience, I have been in a situation where we were each other's side pieces, I guess you could say. So it was like a mutual understanding on our position.
Mm-hmm.
What can get tricky is you have to understand when you are dealing with someone who is not necessarily your main person that you're dating, you have to pretty much set the ground rules, and it has to be set in stone who you are to each other. What people fail in the whole scenario is you tend to spend too much time sometimes, and feelings can get caught up. And we are human, and sometimes we can get jealous.
But if you do not know your position, do not play your position, that's when it can get ugly and that's when it can get sticky. Do women do it better? Well, yes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you my business. You probably have to read a book. But I do strongly believe that women do it better. We do not necessarily get caught unless we truly want to. Like, I think we will only get caught if we just stop giving a fuck. The moment we just stop caring and we get sloppy with it and we're like, man, fuck that or whatever, that's when we're more likely to just let our routine just kind of slip. And if he finds out because we no longer care. I believe that would be the main basis of a woman getting caught with her side nigga. Because if her side nigga knows his position, it's no problem.
All right. Can I interject right there for a quick second?
Go ahead. I like your voice. Go ahead, talk.
All right. Now that we've been formally introduced, you know, now that you know who I am,
we do have a green room. We do have a green room.
Oh, really?
Seriously. Let me interject there. I kind of agree with what you're saying, but here's the flip side, and I just want to know if you're going to be honest. A woman do get there sometimes where she'd be like, you know what, fuck it. Like, if he find out, he find out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She be talking that shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he do find out unexpectedly, because him finding out is not no shit where she's about to roll up to the crib with that nigga. It's about to be like, if he find out, when she say some shit like that, that's when they starting to do shit where it's to the point where they going places where she like, yo, somebody might see us. And she like, well, fuck it. If his cousin see me, he see you. Like, and it's
right.
That point. So now when he do find out unexpectedly, let's just keep it 100.
Uh-huh.
How many times is the woman sitting there with her hands in her face, though? After he done bought, like, damn, like, yo, I ain't want this shit to happen like this, though.
Okay, that may very well happen, but you got to understand, just like how niggas are selfish, females are selfish, too. If a female is going to do that, and that's what she decides to do, she wants to play both sides of the fence, she's selfish as well. And so if he finds out, we only going to probably be upset because we can't have our cake and eat it, too, no more. That's how I feel. Not necessarily he's going to leave. It's because, fuck, the fun is done. Like, now I really got to take responsibility. Now I got to be honest. Now I got to be true. Like, and now I have to go back to, like, really covering all of my tracks. So I think it's necessary that she's going to be heartbroken that, oh, he may leave. It's like, okay, well, the fun is over. You know, and now she kind of really got to answer to all the dirt that she's been doing. That's
exactly.
How it is.
The getting busted part. And you really hoping that he don't leave. Yeah, you hoping that he don't leave, because if he really do leave, then he find out is like, that was just that night I was talking. The champagne was cold. Yeah.
I'm not gonna front. I had a situation too where I ain't feel like sneaking. That's too much work. It's too much energy and I'm busy. So I didn't wanna sneak. So what I did was I was honest, and that's what I decided to do. Now, if he decided to stay or leave, then it's great. But I didn't have the energy to put into sneaking and all that line. I didn't want to. I didn't want to put a code on my phone. I didn't want to do that either, because if I wanted to pick up my phone and talk on it, I didn't want to have to do all that. Maybe I had to do something really quick, and I don't want to have to do that every time. So I'm not being funny or anything. I just didn't feel like it. So I just told him what was up. I just could deal with it or not.
So let me ask you a question. You was answering your phone? Of speaking to the
no.
other guy around
no,
him?
No, not in front of him. No,
oh, okay.
Because that's like disrespectful. I wouldn't
want
him to do
that. Yeah, that's what
I was
about to say.
Like, but,
I
would text or something like that, but I wouldn't talk to him on the phone. I don't go that far. That's being ugly and hateful. You know, but like,
text?
If I'm going to do my, you know, if I'm going to do my dirt, you know, let me do my dirt respectfully. That's how I feel.
I think the text is kind of putting the dirt under the rug in the same room, though.
Aaron, who did you dirty? Why would I do that? He doesn't do that anymore. He's reformed.
See, that's
he's
also plays into the fact
he's
that he's a good dude now, but it also plays into a fact, too, that all men cheat. Now, I'm not saying that they all cheat all the time. At some point, a good guy was a bad guy. That's how I feel. And I feel like they have to break plenty of hearts before they actually become that good guy. That's how I feel. So, I mean, I don't think there's no such thing as a man that will not cheat. I think he would cheat at some point.
Maybe. I agree with you. I think that there's a such thing as a guy who may not cheat physically, though. Now I think that his mind may want and he may fantasize about other things and cheat mentally away from his wife, but just like to outright cheat, I definitely know for a fact there's men out there who can, you know, sustain not being physical with another woman, no matter how attractive she is or whatever she's presenting, and no matter where they are. You know what I mean?
Let me intervene on that. That's true that a man probably can be friends with a woman and not ever go to a physical, but you got to understand how to put yourself in that position. Y'all should not be alone by yourself somewhere.
Men do it all the time, every night at the strip club. So I was waiting to see what you was about to throw on me to try, because that was going to be my rebuttal real quick. Like, it's dudes
not every stripper be fucking
every night and ain't doing nothing. But having good old fun with these chicks, nothing sexual, just going on a mental high and then going home
to
their wife.
You said nothing sexual. You at a strip club. What are you talking
about?
That
ain't sexual, yo. That's mental entertainment.
Okay, some people look at that as cheating. See, look at you. You can't sit here and say what's cheating and what's not cheating. If that is not your spouse and you're getting physically aroused by somebody else, that is still cheating. Now, if your spouse is okay with that, well, then she's okay with that. But
if your female got a problem with that, it's only two things. It's only two types of females that's going to have a problem with that.
Insecure
female and the greedy female. The insecure female is going to have a problem with it because she's going to feel like she can't trust you. The greedy female is going to have a problem with it because she's going to be like, you giving these other money, you don't know this money, and yada, 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 yada.
Me and my cousin actually had this conversation.
Females that be right in the strip club with their man throwing thousands.
Okay, true, but I'm saying every relationship is different. In each relationship, you got to set your boundaries on what is acceptable or not.
Yeah, but if the strip club ain't for you, why shouldn't it be for me?
But you know what? Yeah, I think it all depends because me and my cousin actually just had this conversation, and we're both married. She's been married longer than I have. And she feels that if her husband is going to a strip club, then that is disrespectful to her, and it's a form of cheating. This is how she feels. And her husband does not
go to a strip
club. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, okay, I don't see a strip club as cheating. Cheating is not where you are. It's what you're doing when you're there. Now, cheating is an action. Now, if you're committing an action, then that's different. But just because you're in a strip club, I don't consider that cheating. However, there are some women that do, and she does. And she was adamant, like, I'm not having that.
Because his dick may get hard when he's there, and she may
should they put a parental guidance on the movies they watch at home? Because if something racy comes across the screen, his dick might get off.
It's different. Everybody sets up the boundaries of their marriage differently. We talking marriage, not dating boyfriend and girlfriend. We talking about how they set up their marriage.
So they may say,
I'm okay with this and I'm okay with that. But some may say, I'm not okay with this. You got some men that feel like, I don't need my woman at no strip club. And the wife is going to say, okay, baby, I don't have to go. If that's not what you like, I'm not going to do it. You're being respectful to whatever, however your spouse is feeling. No matter, you know, what it is, if they say they don't like it, you're going to be respectful about that and say, okay. You know, you got some, they don't go to bars, they don't, you know, they don't drink, they don't hang out, they don't do that. That's just how they set up their marriage.
Hey, they better
so
marry
all
a Catholic priest's son,
then.
They need to get a Catholic priest's son. They need to find somebody who's into all the things that they into.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean, we had Vanna B on here, and like she said, she likes, you know, women as well, and they have set up the boundaries within their marriage so that they can enjoy that. He can enjoy it with her. So it's not a taboo. It's not a sneak. It's not a hide. She said it right up front. So she said it could have been a deal breaker, but she couldn't live with that kind of lie. And I think that if they, you know, like you said, you set up the boundaries, you're honest within those, and you got to stay to it. But the side nigga really comes in when somebody isn't fulfilling the obligations that you said that you would fulfill, you know, at some point in a relationship. Not that it's justifiable, but somewhere for either person, whether it's the man's side or it's the woman's side, and it's something else that they are looking for. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be, it could be love, it could be sex, something emotional, something, you know what I'm saying? But it's something. So that's when those people come in. So what do you think about that, Tamika? Those, you know, you not getting fulfilled. Was that, you know, some of the reasons why you did what you did? Was it a revenge thing? Like, what was your grounds?
Okay, so before, when I was a good girl, I still am. I still have some good tendencies. But when I was a good girl, it's because I was pretty much blind to every other man in the whole world, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I didn't flirt with nobody. I didn't look no other man in the eye. None of that, because I was completely fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't until my ex started slacking and pretty much neglecting my emotional and physical needs, where even before I stepped out, I went to him and said, yo, this is how I'm feeling. I feel like we need to do this, we need to do that, and nothing was done. And I was vulnerable. And once I got a taste of the other side, I started to understand the whole cheating dynamics and the whole casual sex dynamics. And it's really not as deep as people want it to be. Like, it's really not. It's really not that deep. Like, sometimes,
I can dig it, Joe.
This is how women sometimes can forgive a man when he does cheat, because it's not as deep as when a woman would cheat. There's always, to me, I feel like 90% of the time a woman is cheating because there's a reason behind it. She wants something, there's something missing, she's trying to fulfill something, whatever the case may be, it's the reason behind it. And then for men, y'all just stupid for the most part.
Oh.
Y'all brains are really small.
Tell us how you really feel, Tamika. Tell us how you really feel.
Their brains are really small, and they will pretty much, like, just fuck a random woman because she had a fat ass, like, stuff like that. And so once I really started to understand the dynamics of cheating, because I used to be like, if my nigga ever cheat on me, I'm gone, I'm leaving. But now, you know, since I've been there, done that, and I know that sometimes it's kind of like taking a shower, it's not that deep. So, yeah. If I
I could really get it. I totally get where you're coming from as far as you understanding the concept once you went out and did it.
Right.
I'm not even looking for no justification. Wonder Woman do that. Did you see her
really?
Uniform, by the way? Stay wildin'. But anyway,
for real. He's talking about the movie.
No, I'm talking about the new costume, the Wonder Woman costume, but that's another thing.
I'm a big Wonder Woman.
That's something
that
you come busting in the bedroom in on your man and shit. You want, nigga, I know you've been cheating on me. I understand where you're coming from, but I just don't understand why you think men are so small-minded.
Your actions speak, more. Like, you can sit here and say anything you want to, but it's like from generation to generation, just kind of how y'all think and how y'all are and how you kind of get caught up in the reasons behind your cheating.
I think you only judge a man like that, though, because you're looking at it on such a minuscule scale, like as far as, like, cheating. Like, when you're looking at a man, you think about cheating, then you're thinking about the whole entire man. Like, you're not thinking about the man that, you know, the provider, the face of the country, like the one who's keeping the country going, the supporter. Like, you're not thinking about that. You putting man in a box because of an act, and it's allowing you to slander his entire intelligence, and that's not good. For real.
Really?
I'm just
really
you.
Now.
What are you talking about?
Really now.
You're doing too much. I think she's basically saying, and not the whole intelligence of the male, I think she's saying that the mind state that men are usually in when they cheat. Now, some men do cheat out of, you know, emotional strain. You know, you have a lot of women that work real hard, or they doing different things. They moving around. They not paying him enough attention. You know, he's not getting his needs met. The same way it can be for some women in a relationship. And some men do cheat, you know, emotionally cheat. But for the most part, what she's saying is men can just basically cheat by saying, you know, she looked good, we at the club, her butt was fat. You know, they hit it off right on the dance floor and go home to the woman, wash it off and get up in her. You know what I'm saying?
And there's like no reason for you to even go there. But for a woman to initially to even go there at the crossover, it has to be something that's wrong. She's missing and lacking something. For the most part, a woman just doesn't go out there just be going out there. She's not.
Right.
She won't be easily tempted.
Especially not when she's in love. Like, not when she's
right.
in love.
Not when she's in love.
Like, I'm in love. Like, I love my woman. I ain't leaving my wife. I don't care what I do with you. But I'm just, what we do. You know what I'm saying? But he'll kill somebody if they try to take her away. But he will go out there and have his side.
Yeah,
but if
so
a woman is
women.
In love with her man, absolutely not.
So will
right.
women. But let's take this caller right here. Man. They done just got off the line at the wrong time, see? That's why I be trying to be on these callers.
Okay,
we got a million callers, but that caller had a couple of minutes.
And we going, oh, I see him. He here. Let's bring him in so he can give Aaron some backup. Wait, let me make sure.
All right. Are you bringing on Benji?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I put my phone on mute real quick because I know they about to, okay. I'm ready.
Hey, let me put my phone. Nope, I don't see him yet.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't pull him yet.
I don't see him yet. He ain't
pulling. Okay, let us know on the elevator. Go ahead.
Oh, there goes
the caller.
Oh, wait,
nope, I see him. Okay. 817.
Nope,
I see him. Yeah,
941.
That's him, 817, yeah.
817-941. You live.
That is me.
Hey.
Benji. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, welcome.
What's going on?
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Now, dude, let me talk to super like Aaron, like, because everybody be cute. They'll be like, he kind of cute. I don't know when I looked on his Facebook page. I'm going to give you a pass on a couple stuff.
Oh. Oh, Lord. We got a green room. I keep telling you, we do have a green room.
Okay.
Down the hall. Stocked up with plenty of things. You get down here, it's a wonderment. It's an amazing world down here. People slip
well,
off in it all the time.
Benji, welcome to the clubhouse. We're happy to have you in tonight. And as you can see, you're walking into a hot topic already.
Yeah, I heard it. Glad to be here.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for coming
Anika
out.
Anika done kicked it off up in here. She done heated it up.
She did?
I heard it. You got my boss lady going raw up in her.
She did. She took the gloves off. Mm-hmm. She put her chest, real, like, boom. That's what it is.
With her stilettos on.
That's how we do it in Fort Worth. That's how we do it in Fort Worth. We stick our chest out.
Well, go ahead and rep Fort Worth for us, Lou. Tell us about, so have you ever had, you know what, I know you have because you're a man. That may be a little bit biased. But anyway, tell us about your experiences with your side pieces.
She cleared her throat and sat back and folded her arms on her chest. Go ahead.
I don't have any side pieces.
Oh, well, right now. We're talking about in the past because we know you're trying to be good now. Tell the wife I said, hey.
Right. Hey, Miss Sherman.
We have Ryan Royalty Radio support marriage. We support marriage. Let's just get that right out here in the open.
We sure do.
We're trying to break up no happy homes, but please continue.
But yeah, don't say anything incriminating.
Ooh,
because
please,
she is
no.
behind you. So don't
you know,
everything
is about to drop.
Everything going to start with an if. Everything going to start with an if.
Okay, it with an if. Okay, hypothetical.
I'm already covered.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so my side pieces back in the gap, I mean, long time ago. I had quite a few, I might say. Some bad ones. And some toe-up ones.
Oh.
But, you know.
That's
but,
justifying
you know,
what we said earlier, that y'all would just cheat for no good reason at all.
I mean,
that's what anything.
If I was to cheat, I mean, yeah.
Mm.
You can say
it. Oh. Aaron, did you hear that, Aaron? Is Aaron still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, okay. You hear him laughing.
Look out, Aaron. Don't let him double team me like that, man. Come on. Come
don't
on,
be saying nothing
help.
Crazy because Aaron got to live with us, so you'll be down at home.
Hey, I'm letting him speak on his personal experience. That's his personal. How can I tell you about his side chick experience? We wasn't there. If I was there on the other side, high five him.
I hope
it'd been a totally different story.
That up, B. I like how he cleaned that up.
Nah,
he cleaned that up real
supposed
good.
To.
He about to tell his experience from the past. You got to let him explain how he was moving in the past. I can't say, yo, yeah, this is how you do it. Ain't no one subject rule to no side chicks or none of that. Everybody got a whole nother program going on. Some side chicks be at the white front door knocking with the side chick tee on.
Well, you know, the topic is side niggas. So, Bridgie, have you ever been a side nigga?
No, I don't even.
I mean,
go ahead and admit it. You know, that's the problem. Men don't want to admit that they was number two.
Yeah,
I don't have any problem with being number two.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have a
problem
with being number two.
Why wouldn't you have a problem? Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, why not? Because why not? For one, I ain't looking for no relationship.
Exactly.
For two, once we done, I can burn out and you can go on back to your nigga. And I'm done with you for the rest of the night. Call me when you.
No, she done with you, bro. Remember, you decide, nigga, she done with you.
No, I will.
Yeah, but do you really honestly think that's what I'm going to be telling my peoples? No, I'm going to be like,
no, hey, of course it's not what you're going to tell your people because you don't want to look like a pop. But
exactly,
the real deal is you decide, nigga.
No,
that's
listen, you, now in the sense of, I might know you got a dude and that's who you really with and me and you just doing our thing, you might be like, yo, this is my side nigga. But when I go to tell the story to my people, I'm going to be like, yo, that's shorty I be smashing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's who you going to become after that. Like, anytime you pull up after that, niggas is going to be like, oh, that's shorty he be smashing.
Yeah, a jump
like,
off.
Mm-hmm.
A jump
and
off.
When y'all ready to jump off, ooh, just perpetrate.
That's their
nah,
version.
That's real. That's reality talk.
But depending on who her man is, they real quiet. And don't nobody know that they the jump off. Don't nobody know they the man on the side. They secret.
And that's exactly
they quiet.
How you,
they gonna
exactly
keep
it
that way. They stand in
their
lane and they know their position. But you got some that don't know their position. They could be worse than one of these little batty head side chicks. You got some that will be in the bushes. They just crazy. You got
something
that
will go over there. A side nigga is nothing but a word.
And they know that they are not her main person. You know what I'm saying? You know that you're not her man. You know she married or got a boyfriend or whatever, but you got some men that
So if I tell you right now that I am a side nigga at this moment to another married woman, now if she tell me that okay, she done with me, and then she don't want me no more. But she wants y'all to make it right with her nigga. I'm cool with that.
Exactly.
Because for one, I got somebody, and you got somebody. So that's the only type of side nigga I'm trying to be anyway. Because I can't be a side nigga to a single bitch. Because once I put this dick to her, it's over with.
Oh.
Oh.
There's no more side nigga after that. It's gonna be I wanna be that main nigga. That's what she wants you to be then.
You know what? I agree with Benji because
I mean,
I'm in that position.
I mean,
I want my nigga to have him a main chick too. That way he won't be trying to get that main spot in my life. So I agree with him on that, too. If you're going to do that, then they need to be with somebody. In other words, y'all need to be mutual side pieces. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes it easier. It makes it easier because I promise you, if you deal with somebody who's single, all their attention is focused on you. Eventually, they're going to want to be your number one.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start calling more, buzzing more, all that. They're going to get feelings, all that.
That's
I know.
Not necessarily true.
It's not necessarily true, but it can happen.
Aaron,
that's what I'm saying.
Aaron. Hey, I'm on your ass now, bro. That's true, bro.
Nah, listen, I understand.
They're going to catch feelings, man. They're going to catch feelings. They're going to break your car window.
I understand you.
Hey, come on, man. Busy had his car window broken.
understand.
Sometimes they don't.
I know you are a very talented man. You have expressed that. But let me just say this. This is
why
real.
Aaron's talking so slow.
Like, nah, this for real. Oh, see, you over there on
oh,
that good screen.
Hey,
I sound slow.
Oh, stop it, man.
Nah, listen. For real, like, it's people
and
that
talk
really,
slow
the real
bitch,
side chick setup. The real side nigga setup is on some shit like this. This is how it really works. Whenever me and you together and I come around, then I'm dealing with you and you dealing with me. I don't want to know your family. I don't want to know your husband. I don't want to know your dog, your pet, your cat. I'm not calling you Jack. I'm not doing none of that craziness. I'm
mm-hmm.
the sign nigga. You contacting me, so it's all good every time you leave. I'm expecting you to leave. I already
oh,
know
God.
My position.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't no feelings. The only feeling is, this is shorty. I'm smashing. I don't even know why that's even a hard concept for y'all to grab, because that happens all day, every day. Like, yo, that's.
And I'm not understanding why you think that men can't catch feelings.
No, they can.
They
I
can.
Said that earlier. I said that earlier. I said if you
yeah,
get
they
a
can.
Sensitive dude, they're gonna
right.
blow everything, because they're not gonna know how to deal with it, and men don't deal with emotions. Well, I said that.
But
that was the first thing I said.
It also depends
well,
on what type of side nigga you messing with.
Exactly. You gotta have.
If you
messing
with a side nigga that ain't got a motherfucking thing, then yeah, he gonna catch Philly's real quick. But if he got 4, 5, 6 hoes, goddamn me, that if you don't call, he can call up. Hey,
but that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true.
On my end, that'll be true.
Thinking
on my end, I don't know. I ain't speaking for everybody.
And being okay, but depending on the type of women that he got around him, that one woman, he may be like, oh, now that's what I need. These other chicks
mm-hmm.
is not the business, but that one right over there, yes, I'm gonna need her to get rid of him, because
you know what,
this
you know what
is
that
the type of woman
to?
That I need. They be crazy.
When you dealing with somebody
y'all
like he's talking
not
about,
no men out there crazy that don't know their position. Yeah. If they playing side nigga in January,
yeah.
and here it is June, and now you in the bushes behind her car every time
yeah.
she's on the
yeah.
road.
Absolutely not. And when you talk
there
about the type of situation,
like
when you talk about the type of situation that he was just describing, that Leisha was just speaking on, when it's like six different women. And he's
yeah,
like, yo,
yeah.
this is the one I want to be with. This is the one. No, that ain't the one. That's the bottom hoe. That's what that turns into. Because y'all be
the bottom
with a pimp. You better stop teasing. You better stop watching what's going on, Leisha. You're swimming in deep waters right now. You about to
y'all
get
trying
up.
To spin it around. They never going to admit that
no.
man
aside.
They
never
going to
admit it.
Pieces,
like, cool.
And they become,
cool.
some of them become crazy. You got some that know they
yes, they do, because I'm telling you,
and
I like to portray myself as somebody that's really nice.
Two
so I don't put all my girls out there,
year.
But I've seen that. I experienced that. And these niggas don't know how to play their position. Like,
hmm.
they don't. Like, have, like sometimes
speak
they don't.
Speak over there, goddamn.
What's the worst experience
no.
you had?
What position you trying to have them play?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them what position
the worst
you trying to have them play.
Okay.
What's the worst side experience?
Okay, so
you can't give a nigga just any old goddamn me position. They ain't just gonna stand for anything. You gotta get a position that stands for a little something.
They already
okay,
decided,
well,
nigga, why they can't stand for anything?
Nah,
they
don't
stand for
that.
Nothing, no way.
It's okay.
Yo, hold that thought. We gotta call her.
Uh-oh.
570-540. You are live. Right.
Hey,
good.
Keisha.
What's going on?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Mom.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, I got something to say.
Yes,
uh-oh.
Please say. Yes.
I just think it's a big difference between males and females being a side. Women, when they get a side chick, they be into the man, but they have a relationship with the woman. It's like they with the man, but they competition with his wife. Side chick, you don't care. He just needs one thing to turn you out. Not to say you might get that one that's crazy. Boys don't think like that. We so emotional. A side chick girl, we with the man at first. He got a girlfriend and you worrying about his wife. You trying to move your position up. Most times with men, they don't care about that.
That's this shorty they smashing.
Come on, Keisha.
That's a lot of times a man don't want a wife they side chick because they can't trust them. So the women,
I'll tell you on that.
We'll take a cheating man, but like, you know, he's going to be different with me. because we talk sisterhood, but then people like, he going to be different with me, but he just did your sister wrong. And you co-signed it. So when you get done wrong, just get the same tissue he got. He gave her. Men don't think like that. If you a hoe to a man, you a hoe.
So, people, you don't think that there are men that know that they date and they live with women that have somebody, and then all of a sudden they crazy because they want her and they can't have her?
That's just a crazy man. Biological man. A man, not. Some men just don't like.
The niggas that do that, weak in a motherfucker. That's some weak niggas. They weak.
Woman, you look at a young lady that's really like on her game, and she messes somebody on the side, she lose her mind. Right? You know the crazy man being a side man or being your man, he got tendency to be crazy. Oh, he gonna be crazy. He's just crazy.
But being a side nigga is all about one thing. That's what you got. Everybody got to understand. It's about one thing. Being a side nigga. It's crazy.
And they like being a side man. They don't care. Like, I go home.
Don't give a damn. I ain't got to worry about the phone ringing.
Get something to eat. He might pay his cell phone bill. He gets some good loving. He go back with his boys. He's not to hear about nobody paying no bills. He don't worry about your mama coming over, your sister. He don't care about that.
Uh-huh. I just said that. They don't hear me, though. Told them you will turn the niggas won't even, his boys won't even know your name. You will be sure that
your
name. He is smashing. I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
Hey, this nigga ain't
even funny
in the motherfucker.
From a woman's perspective, she's basically saying the same thing I said. Like, when am I mad? For real.
You got some that disguise themselves as best friends. They her best friend because they know they waiting for him to mess up. They like, okay, I'm laying for this one right here. He gonna mess up, and when he do, I'm be right here.
Okay, now who's this?
Miss Lisa, you do have some men that lay on the side waiting.
Do you have a side nigga?
Oh,
absolutely
for
me?
Not.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you talking about that whole thing? They guilty.
But
if I needed to play the game, I would definitely know how to play it, and I would not get caught unless I wanted to. If I needed to play that type of game, but I got a good nigga. I ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere, and I ain't worried.
Absolutely not, because I knew she was going to give you the on-air answer.
That's the off-air answer because you got the same answer the other day, Aaron.
Hey, I'm going to ask you.
Oh, what are you talking
about? I'm going to ask Tamika, too. Tamika, do you got a side nigga?
Yes.
Miss Newhouse.
Next question.
Do you have a side nigga?
Huh? Yes, I do. Next question.
Okay, now how do you play him?
Well, what do you mean?
A side nigga got to be somebody you can train, right?
Yeah.
No, they got it.
I don't know what you mean by train because, I mean, I'm not trying to husband him up. I'm not trying to do no life changes. I don't know what you mean. I told you his position. I know my position with him. It is what it is. It's cool. Everybody got quiet?
We were listening.
No, I got a question. I ain't quiet.
What's
your question, Aaron? What's your question?
So you have a man that you are involved with, like the announcement man, and then you got a side nigga.
Yes, you said that, Aaron.
I was asking for some clarity.
Maybe he didn't believe that I said that openly.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's that we done mixed up what a side nigga is so much here with so many different definitions that somebody could have just been thinking, like, Tamika Newhouse is single and she just got a nigga that she rocking with on the side. But no, what you're saying is you have a man and you got another nigga that you rocking with on the side. I just wanted clarity. Because you didn't say that at first. What you said was,
I wasn't asking, because nobody asked if I had one right now. And so
I'm trying to clean it up.
Hey,
I'm trying to clean it up.
What are you talking about?
No, y'all said, did she ever have a side nigga? And she
no,
said,
I thought he said,
and I did said I had one before.
She said, I'm right now.
And she said,
when I asked the question, I didn't put no past tense on it.
I told him this is what
thank
it
you,
is,
Keisha.
And
thank
I don't
you,
have
Keisha.
Time to do all of that.
Thank you, Keisha. That's exactly what I said. I said, I don't have time. I don't feel like sneaking and lying. That takes too much energy. So, yes, I've done it before. Yes, I'm doing it now. And I don't know if I would, you know, stop.
See?
I know, you are doing it now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you juggling the conversation. So you are
really?
Doing it now.
I am. I do have, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what I want to ask you about. Now, how is that? How is that working with your son? Do you feel like when he go back around his boys, he like, yo, I'm her side piece? Or is he going around
of
his boys
not.
Like, oh,
no.
My
yes, he is. Look. The man is going, look, Aaron, you hit it on the button, Aaron.
Nah,
he's saying
he
it.
No.
I guarantee you. With the position.
Because he don't want her,
listen,
he don't want to have
listen,
to get back to her.
Listen,
no,
the position, that position that boss lady is in and what kind of status she got, why not go to this homeboy, goddamn it? Look, I'm smashing, goddamn it.
Because
you know what I'm talking
about.
I wish the nigga would.
Then he going to be looking crazy. Because now he cut off because he don't went to the
It don't matter if he get cut off. He didn't have it once and had it twice. It don't even matter if he get cut off.
Can't count.
He ain't gonna say nothing. He don't want it to get back to her. And just like he told his boy is like, okay, well, I need that position and I know how to keep my mouth shut. So I'm gonna go and tell her what he said so she can drop him and pick me up.
Let me tell you something about that.
Let me listen to their bullshit.
That don't even work. I'm gonna tell you why. With this, if a woman loves a man, only thing is gonna happen, right? Is a nigga gonna end up messing up a friendship with another nigga that he got? Because the minute he go back and tell her anything, she gonna listen to you all day. She gonna be like, yeah, boy, whatever. And as soon as you tell her something about the man she loves, she's done with you. She ready to get you the hell out of her face so she can go confront the man she loves about any of the bullshit you done just said.
But he don't love him. He on the side. So therefore, if you running your mouth, you gotta go. Just like a side.
Like the rules be set. We can't say nothing. We ain't talking about it. Don't nobody know. What we do together is what we do together. Like, and it's fun. Like
we ain't in Vegas though. We ain't in Vegas.
Yeah, the rules is
shut up, Benji. See, now I know how you operate.
Gonna be different for a side nigga.
We ain't in Vegas though. See, you know.
See, Benji, you can never be nobody's side nigga. See, I see you be talking at the mouth.
I ain't trying to be nobody's side nigga. One. If I can't get it right then and at that right hour, then it ain't meant for me to have it.
So I really ain't
trying to be nobody's side nigga.
I know that's right. Mm-hmm. Miss Sherman, he's behaving. That's absolutely right.
He brought his good boy hat into the clubhouse tonight. Is that what's happening in here?
That's what's happening.
Yes, he put it on.
Stop it. I've been quit that.
He got it on.
I've been quit that.
Hey, Benji is born again.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
Well, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Don't get me wrong. When I recommit and when I am married and I take on that vow, I will not indulge in those extracurricular activities. But until then, I have not taken a vow to God. What?
I don't know. You already in a good habit of it. You may slip up, sweetie. You may
I'm not saying I'm perfect either.
I think that anybody can slip up, any human, any woman, any man. But I know, too, not to put myself in that position. I know how to separate myself. And this is why also why if I feel like I'm going to go down that road, I know I don't feel like it. I don't feel like the sneaking in and all the other stuff. I don't think that's too much energy. So I know hands
but
down.
But it's
I'm
fun, though. But you have to admit, the shit is fun and adventurous. They don't talk about it's fun.
Oh, really? Baby? How would you know?
But what she's saying is when she gets married, she knows that if you put yourself in that position, things will happen.
A
woman knows when another man is pushing up on her. And
she
can either cut it off right then and there and let it be known, or she can keep playing on with it. But she know. If he said the wrong thing, she know off top. And 9 times out of 10, she will tell her husband, especially if it's a friend.
Females don't do that. Now, if you try to go to your friend and be like, girl, your man tried to push up on me, why is the friend mad at the female? I don't understand that. That's fucking retarded. The woman should always be mad at the man. The woman always gets upset with the other woman, which is
because
the other
feels,
woman don't always
do
nothing.
She should have said something right then and there and don't wait on it.
I'm talking about period. I'm talking about if a woman finds that her nigga got another woman, they're always mad at the other woman and not stay man, which is retarded. Because for them, that man owes you an explanation, not the other woman.
But how the hell are you going to be mad at somebody you know damn well you about to go lay next to? You're going to be mad at them for so long. So let's just start keeping it real.
Okay,
now
that's true, too.
That's why chicks switch speeds quick. Like, all right, they be mad at you, then they be like, but see, this bitch keep calling you, though. Now I'm about to have to fuck up. That's how that goes.
Well, that's because
they
still
only
dealing
be
with
mad
her.
At you. They can only be mad at you for so long. How long they going to be mad at you? And they know damn well, like, yo, I'm with this nigga. I'm sleeping next to him every night.
Really?
Like, you know what? I'm about to whip this bitch ass.
Okay, I feel Aaron on that, too. This is why I always tell my girlfriends, if you're going to be with him, well, don't be going through his stuff. Don't go through his phone. Don't be trying to see if he's cheating, because at the end of the day, if you're not going to leave, what's the point?
Preach.
God
damn it.
Let him do what he's going to do, because I see you going to stay.
God damn it.
I tell that to my friends all the time. Now, you can vent to me all day, every day if you want to. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, okay, well, you mad. And what? What you going to do? Okay, well, let's talk about something else. Then what are we going to do this weekend? Because if you're not going to leave, what's the point about talking about it? What's the point of going through his stuff? What's the point of going through his phone? Like, what's the point of going on his Facebook page? What's the point?
Hey, don't nobody interrupt her. Let her keep talking.
Honest, yo. Like, you gotta have an open door policy with the person that you with.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Like, they got to be able to talk to you. You got to be able to talk to them. There's nobody else. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, you shouldn't even be going to your friends and then that outside stuff about things with your, because nobody's living your living conditions like that, like you. And
exactly.
Then, like, people are only going to give you an opinion from a point of view. You know what I mean?
But sometimes,
like,
sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need.
But they're not living it.
It got to be that person who you tell that you can trust, and they won't go back and say and put your business out. So you can't just go tell any friend. It got to be that one friend you can tell. Because I got problems, I tell my homeboy. He give me his opinion, and I take what I need to get up out of it. Simple as that. I mean.
And also, you need to tell a friend who won't judge you. I know when somebody vents to me, I don't tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you to stay. I'm not going to tell you to go. I'm just going
to
listen.
You should tell, I don't think you should tell nobody until you talk to your other half first. Like, that's just me. Because, like, if you go to somebody else for advice, like, that's a third party on your partnership. In my eyes, this is all my point of view. That's a third party opinion on your partnership. Like, and like I said, no one's living that day for day. Like, if I'm mad at my girl or she mad at me, like, if I'm mad at her, I'm mad at her for whatever it is out of my point of view. So when I tell the story, it's going to be from my point of view. And may not capture fully everything that is going on. So the advice I may get may actually even end up tainting my relationship even further. Because that shit might sound good to me. Because I'm already not considering what's going on at home by taking it elsewhere, outside away from home. So if I bring some advice from elsewhere back home, and I already wasn't paying attention to home, then that could further, it may not taint it that day. It may look like it's solving the problem for that day or this week, but it may further taint my relationship elsewhere. Like, people got to be mindful of their partnerships, yo.
I agree. 100%.
Okay, but relationships, we're talking about side niggas. We're going to skip that subject. We don't get out loud. Side niggas topic. Tamika Newhouse, Benji Sherman. Hustle Coalition, October 7th, 2014. Get that.
Well, go ahead, Benji. Go ahead and do that plug.
Yeah, please get that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is a special edition of Writing Royalty Radio. We up in the clubhouse this evening. We have Tamika Newhouse. We have her wonderful, wonderful author in here with us this evening, and we are jumping it off. We got Aaron Bebo. We got Miss Leisha, Miss Tony. I am Nene Capri. We talking about them side niggas. We're going to sidetrack right quick, let Tamika holler out her work, introduce her author, and tell us what we can get from out her camp, and then we're going to get right into this hot topic one more time. Go ahead, Tamika.
All right, thanks, love. Again, my name is Tamika Newhouse. I'm the publisher of Delphine Publications. We have about 65 titles out. I'm joined tonight by one of my new authors that's going to make his debut in October, Mr. Benji D. Sherman. His book, Coalition, comes out in October. It's going to be a three-part series. He's also from my hometown, Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, the funk, baby.
From the funky town. And I also just came out with a book about a month ago called The Worst I Didn't Say. I'm also known for my books, Kisses Don't Lie, Trust No Nigga, The Ultimate No-No, He's My Favorite Mistake. I have 11 titles out. You can check us out on Amazon, all the e-books, Barnes & Noble's, DelphinePublications.com. Pretty much everything is a company name, Delphine Pub, and on Instagram and Twitter, DelphinePublications.com. Benji, I'm going to turn it over to you, boo. Tell me about your new book.
I was just going to get y'all the 100 on this book. Look, it's hot. I'm telling you. I'm a new author, but look, it's banging. I'm telling you. Hey, it's so fire right now. I mean, I want to tell you about it, but I really can't. But look, Hustle Coalition, written by me, Benji D. Sherman from Fort Worth, Texas. It's killer. It's going to be a killer. It's going to be on anything you can get a book on.
Tell them why it's called a Hustle Coalition. Just give them a little bit of the storyline of who it's about, the main character.
Main character is Antonio, a.k.a. Freeman. He's from the north side, just graduated high school. Out on his luck, no money in his pocket. Things change. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And what we do is we pick that sack up, and that's exactly what he did. He picked it up. Did his thing. I can't give you everything, but he did his thing, and it's a lot of killing. It's some sex scenes in there. Tamika, I know how he is. Yeah, like that. Some sex scenes. Murder,
okay.
Betrayal, deceit. Anything you can want in a street novel, it's in there.
Tamika getting the shout-outs from the sex
Y'all gonna make people gonna think that I am just a hot mess. I am really innocent. Like what the fuck? Like I'm innocent. Like stop. I'm an angel. What are you talking about?
Angel in the sky. Hey, follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter.
And It's Benji D. Sherman.
Everything is Benji D. Sherman.
Facebook. And he is cute, y'all, but unfortunately he is taken. He is not taking the applications to be nobody's side nigga. And he's not looking for side.
Hold up, stop.
You got him under contract.
Hold
up,
Paul. You're talking about to get me in trouble.
Hey, I want y'all to hold on, can I say something?
I've seen Miss Sherman's
hold on.
Picture. He ain't going hold nowhere
on,
Miss Sherman. She ain't it's not like she's not a beautiful woman. He ain't going nowhere.
Stop.
And he dares some side nigga to come to his house.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look. Before we close, I'd like to say that everything I said was a lie.
Got out, put his coat on, went to the door, got his hat. I don't know what the hell that happened. Excuse me, before we close out this show.
Hey, man, where's Aaron?
Aaron, I'm playing the over here. This right wrong. So you ain't going to just run out the door all willy-nilly, take your coat off, sit back now, and continue on. It's 8:18. Y'all got a whole show out of you.
Where's Aaron?
Everything I said was a lie.
Can you all talk about
fictional.
About
to sign a nigga at his house. He don't want to. He like, oh, no, we're not even going to entertain that. We're going to
go. Nene, Nene, I'm taking new positions. Like, come on. Where he going?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, there he
I got the position open.
We got a green room down the hall. I'm just going to keep bringing that up. It's nice.
Nah, yeah, because we would definitely have to go talk in the green room for a while. Because I got, see, my side nigga thing come with a contract from me.
I got a
whole side nigga contract set up.
Man.
How I operate as a side
nigga. I don't do no paper trail.
Nah, it ain't no paper trail. You could burn it after it's done. It's like Inspector Gadget. You know how the dude used to just pop up and give him the message and be like, yo, it's going to self-destruct. I'll give you the paperwork. like, yo, Dick, these are the terms of the agreement. These are the terms of the agreement. You with it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're
of course
not.
You're going
to not. But why is my side nigga giving me orders? I'm confused. That's why it all depends on what kind of side nigga you got.
I'm trying to protect your heart. See, that's what a good side nigga do.
Look.
That's what a good side nigga do. I don't want you getting caught up, so I got to set the stipulations out right off the rip. Like, yo, you are taking it wrong because you're like, taking orders. It's like insurance. You pay insurance and nothing don't happen. I'm trying to tell you what's going to happen if we don't get these rules situated.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to meet you in the green room because I'm very curious about these rules. I'm going to meet you in the green room. We're going to talk. We're going to see what this is about.
Y'all can do that at 9 o'clock?
Okay, all right.
I got a few more minutes because standing at the door with his coat on. It's July. He's
going to
put on a coat. He don't even know what's in his coat.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
Aaron's
trying to close
it out.
He like, this conversation
is going to
close
out. Yes. Yeah. I mean, me and Aaron got something to talk about, so he can go ahead and close it.
Oh, my God. They over here talking about the doors of the church. What's going to happen at the end of service? Y'all hollering out the preacher. He done stood up. The doors of the church are open. We welcome anybody who want to be saved. I heard you.
Two robbers done ran in. Took the
tilt. Old lady done fell out of the front pew.
I think Tony has a question for Tamika.
Go
Ms.
Tony,
you have a question for Tamika.
Miss Tony been married for 22 years. She don't understand what this godforsaken talking about. She just sitting back like shaking her head and crushing her whole world. She don't know what is happening in here. Go ahead, Miss Tony. We sorry. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
Oh, she ain't saying nothing? Oh.
She can't even say one word.
How you doing, Miss Tony? I ain't know you was there.
Miss Tony don't know what to say about this.
Stop trying to introduce Miss Tony Doe like she's the livest one. Y'all bring her up like she's some old lady. Like, come on, Miss Tony. Come on, Miss Tony. Like, we got to hold her up.
Miss Tony fell out that chair 15 times. Y'all talking about she been married for 22 years. Y'all talking about side niggas and contracts and all. She don't know nothing about that type stuff. Miss Tony, go ahead and speak.
Y'all are cracking me up, and I really don't know what I can add to this conversation. But anyway, I'm not. I think I got my stuff together, people. I think you know that. But I have a question for Tamika, and I'm so happy to talk to you guys. Today I read two pieces of yours. The words I didn't say. I only got a teaser with the first two chapters because I can't get the whole book downloaded to my Kindle. But the illest Nana. How realistic? I'm loving that. How realistic is that storyline?
Interesting. So the illest Nana is co-written with Anna Black. Anna Black was one of the first of the two authors I signed to Delphine, kind of pushed her career back in 2010. The perfect person to write that series with. I know on her end, she has a lot of fantasies and stuff that goes on with her because she was married for like a long, 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 long time. And then, so her, so when we said, because the illest Nana, for those who don't know, it's an erotic drama. It's very, very sexually explicit. Every other chapter almost has an explicit sex scene. And so the parts that she writes, it's out like Anna, sometimes she's a little bit more nastier than me. But the scenes from Anna's point of view, or, well, maybe I should say me too so I could still be innocent. But anyway, so the scenes from Anna's point of view are kind of like fantasy, not something she's necessarily experienced. And then on my end, I kind of blend in my own fantasies and my own experiences, and we just kind of create these nasty, great scenes. So, I mean, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
No,
So it's not all real, but it is inspired by some real situations with backstabbing.
Which one? Can you please point us like the chapters and the right page?
Oh my God! Shut up, baby.
And who fantasies, Anna's or yours?
Well, it's a lot of sex going on in different offices, and then there are a couple a lot of characters that have extramarital affairs.
Get up, Miss Tony.
On both of our ends, we have experienced that on both sides. In our marriage, the man has cheated. In our marriage, we have cheated. It's from like personal experiences sometimes. We kind of blend it with some fiction. We kind of make it real nasty to kind of entertain you guys with.
Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining.
Well. Oh, yeah, it's very entertaining. I wouldn't say it in public because it's really explicitly, erotic. It really is. I'm actually coming out with an erotic series on my own called Plain Jane this winter, like around Christmas. So I'm performing a lot, but some field research that can go along with these projects because I want to make sure
I do research.
I was going to speak on that research.
I'm performing field, not like I'm going on Google. I'm performing field research, meaning it's hands-on experience.
That's what I want to hear.
Oh, well.
Did you say field research?
Anytime I do wrong, hand up to the sky, anytime I do wrong, because I am a writer, I can just chop it up to field research.
Aaron, are you still there?
I like
Aaron,
that word.
Hey, Aaron went down to the green room. Wait, Aaron?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, y'all better not be using my verbiage, but y'all better quote me. But that is my field research.
Nope.
Anytime, if I witness something, it's field research. It's all for my readers. Like it's for everybody. It's for the whole world.
Right. You're going to take one for the team, and it's nothing wrong with
exactly.
That.
I'm taking one for the team. I'm very selfless.
Aaron takes all hours. Aaron takes the teamwork for this side. So, what I'm saying? From team to team.
I knew that the green room in how many minutes?
Leave it up to Mr. Sherman. He'll close the case right out right now. So don't mention how much time we got left because he already in the hallway by the elevator with the.
I told you I'm watching the Divide. I missed it last night.
Oh, the what?
Really, dude?
The Divide.
Oh, now you want to watch the Divide?
Right. He heading out. He's like,
I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Downstairs waiting on me, and I'm about to go.
He's like, what? Hey, what'd you say?
I'm starting to get a little bit nervous now.
Don't
the
get
Divide.
Nervous.
Aaron, don't embarrass me, Aaron. Do not embarrass me. Do not embarrass me.
Aaron,
take the gloves off.
I'm going to take my gloves off. Hey, Aaron,
no, take them off.
Everybody else.
Break out with the cat lady. Did you do the cat lady for Batman?
No, I'm just talking to Aaron. How's Aaron doing?
Oh.
Y'all talking about that shit in the green room.
Oh my.
Nah. Hey, listen.
Mr. Sherman,
thing about me.
Look, y'all niggas meet up in the green room and talk about this.
Really? Really, dude? Y'all niggas? Excuse me.
Yeah.
I mean, my black people.
Because he don't want to have to get his wife involved. So if his wife be like, he can't hang out with y'all no more, so he trying to get y'all to stop because he's going to need to do book signings and stuff. If y'all keep
stop
this
it, man,
up,
hush.
He ain't going to be able to go nowhere.
She'll be like, no.
Yeah. She'll be like, go where with who? Tamika and them. And nigga Aaron going to be there? Oh, definitely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Hey, man, stop throwing that shit in her like that.
Sell them books and send you your royalties. That will be all you will be doing.
We can get a live production from writing royalties.
Uh-huh. And he made it perfectly clear that he's in the hallway. He don't even see what's going on in the green room. He don't know. It's okay.
Put Sherman on the side with the side eye. Like, I'm watching y'all. Uh-huh.
I want to know what is your whole idealism behind the side nigga, Tamika? Like, what about you as being a woman? What characteristic in you makes you want a side nigga?
Oh, I didn't necessarily. I'm not pursuing to have someone in second place. I'm pretty much just I'm not committed to nobody. And if the opportunity comes, the opportunity will be taken. So it's not like I'm going out pursuing. It's not that it's a necessity or, you know, something I have to have. It's just that's how it's laid out right now. It's spontaneous, right. It's not planned.
How you spontaneously fall on something like that? I don't know. I've never spontaneously fell on one. I don't know how that works.
You got to understand, to some side niggas, you don't just fuck either. I mean, you may get a dinner or a movie.
I said that earlier in the show.
So it's not necessarily sometimes just that, and then sometimes it may just be that. Now, to be honest, when I am dealing with a side nigga or whatever, whoever the case may be, it's not just the physical thing. We'll kick it. We'll be cool, like friends, and we'll go to the movies and we'll hang out and all that. And then when we're done, we're done. If it's of course.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that too, where it's just physical, and I'm sometimes like they call me sometimes an alpha female, and because I sometimes can go there and I'm not emotionally attached and I can just go on about my business, when they realize that they can't really get me to kind of be calling them, like, I would get to, why you ain't called? Where you at? I'm like, what are you talking? Why are you even asking me questions? So when I'm not acting a certain way that a man wants me to, I suddenly become something they have to pursue. And those are the ones that get dropped real quick.
Oh, because you ain't got nothing.
Aaron, you listening?
Yeah, I heard that.
You listening, bro?
He said they out they lane, she drops them.
I mean, because I don't have time for that. Like, that's annoying. Like, you're taking the fun out of it. Like, okay, so, like, a few weeks ago, I kind of had an argument with my side nigga. I called my girlfriend and said, why am I arguing with my side? I actually called my side nigga, too, in that conversation. I'm like, why am I arguing with him? Like, we ain't supposed to be having an argument. He's supposed to be easy. Like, that gets on my nerves. It's very annoying. So you got to know your position. And you can't get, you know, all caught up. Now, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I never, liked someone more than what I should have. Yeah, I did.
Exactly.
That has happened as well.
Exactly. So it happens. Like, that's why you got to be choosing wisely.
Because that person may end up being more likable than what you really want. It's something that you just kind of just work towards, you know, trying to change up your position and move up in the ranks. Sometimes you kind of just get caught up. It's unfortunate, but hey.
That's what happens when you're being spontaneous.
There's a risk in everything. There's a risk in marriage.
Exactly. That's the risk factor. When you being spontaneous, like, you be like, I'm going to just do this. And then the next thing you know, you hooked.
or it could be, oh, I'm going to get married. And the next thing you know, you're in divorce court.
Oh. Yeah, for real. Oh.
That does happen. I mean, it's a risk in everything. I mean, it's a risk in all aspects of life. So,
and hey,
it is
in the
stock market.
Hey, I think that, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. As long as you think that you can manage it and keep it where it's not messy. Like, if that's your thing, having a side nigga or whatever, like, that's your thing, as long as it ain't messy.
Okay, I don't like how Eric you said, if that's your thing. You
I'm
have to look at it as if you're just freely dating. You're just freely
no,
dating,
I'm
you're just freely doing
you.
Your thing.
I'm not saying you personally. When I'm saying you like the general audience, whoever's listening. I'm just giving my point of view on the side nigga thing, saying that I don't think it's wrong. Any woman wants to have a side nigga. Like, I don't think it's nothing wrong with it. I think that it just needs to be managed, and it don't need to be messy. Like, if it becomes messy, it ain't a side nigga situation no more. It's that crazy ass nigga you done drove to being crazy.
Don't mess with nobody who don't have as much to lose as you do. So if you
that's a good one.
That's a good one. Run with it. Run with that one.
Bird problems. But if you gonna go out there and be on the side, that's for a dude or a female. Mess with somebody who got as much to lose as you do.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
And neither one of y'all trying to fuck that up.
No. You don't want your business out there. He don't want his business. Everybody just doing what they're doing.
Already.
Peaceful state. No one's jumping out the birthday cake like, ta-da. No. No one's doing that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what Benji said. He said that earlier. He was like, everybody needs to have somebody.
I'm free giving, man.
You gonna be
free shopping for everybody.
Mm-hmm. He gonna be right on the couch. Y'all gonna see him all sad on Facebook. All his little pictures gonna be down.
Playing Tank song in the background.
Facebook deleted.
Right, and royalty supports marriage. I have to say that one more time because they is cutting up in the clubhouse tonight. You know, it's a special edition show, but
she's
I think
she's,
listener says no. We have Miss Tony on the show. She is the host. She was married for 22 years and counting. 14 days, 8 months. What'd you say, Aaron? In 16 seconds, she will not.
52 hours.
Houses being broke up. Please know, Ryan Royalty supports marriage. Yes, we do. And thank you.
I've been messy.
Hey, we support marriage and side niggas. We don't discriminate.
Support them all, nigga. One stop shop.
Oh, God. I'm done. And they done brought some side chicks. They down in the green room. I don't know. So I'm about to go to
the green room. Wait a minute. Are they in the green room with Aaron? And no one is allowed in the green room right now.
Oh, my bad. I'll get them out by the time the show is over. I'll have them come out. They just down there just in case someone needed moral support while the show was going on. But once they might not be needed. You know, some caller might call in, might need moral support. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just on deck.
Hold on. I mean, look.
I thought
everybody's talking about the green room. The green room. Direct me to the green room. Where is that at?
No, we don't
down
want
the hall.
In the green room.
It's down the hall.
You stay over there. We don't want Miss Sherman here. You stay
right
where you are.
Stop it.
You innocent.
Stay right
there. Yeah,
she's
in here knocking my mics and stuff over. I ain't trying to hear.
Hey, she coming to crack your head. You stay right where you at. No,
my
house
is
going
to my name on it. They'll be flattening my tires and carrying on. No, absolutely not.
You got a book come out in October. I'm going to need you to promote that.
How do you say what?
Nope. You can't even have nothing to drink. Everything is in the green room.
Right.
You just be
water. Right. We'll bring you some water.
Get off the gas. Say, y'all lay up off me real fast, please. Y'all heavy. Y'all on my back. Y'all heavy.
We have your back. We're supporting you and marriage. We will bring you some water if you're thirsty. We will bring you some pop. But you ain't got to get out of your chair to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right, y'all. I appreciate that.
Hey, right there.
Thank you. We try. Even though Aaron supports the side chick, so He has a campaign going. He said they are definitely winning. So if they win in the side, winning
yeah.
too. I guess the side niggas is winning too. If the side chicks is winning, the side niggas must be winning too.
Mm, they must be winning, kid.
Nick and Nick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Nick and Nick.
Yeah, did you get it? Nick and Nick.
We heard
really?
You.
Oh,
we heard
really?
You. Well, you had us at hello. You had us at hello. Mm-hmm. You had us at hello. We good. We got it. But we thank y'all. We really, really do. We thank y'all for coming in the clubhouse tonight and, you know, chopping it up, you know, giving us your spirit, letting the readers get to see the authors behind the pen. We write work. You know, we are serious about our business, but we like to come, sit down, you know, chop it up, have some topics, hot adult topics that we can talk about, and, you know, let our readers and our listeners be entertained on a whole other level. So we definitely thank your whole team for coming out, supporting the callers in the queue. They don't want to raise their hand because they're either a side chick or a side nigga, I'm not sure. They're not about that life. They just going to listen in. But we thank them for definitely tuning in. And where will you be next, Tamika? Where can they see you? Are you going to be on tour? You got anything coming up, any events?
I am always on the road. I think I'm actually going to be in the South a lot, like in Alabama, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I should be heading up into New York probably in October. So, Aaron,
okay.
We're going to have to link up, you know?
Aaron's not in New York, but
Aaron's
we'll talk about
not in New York.
Wait, hold on.
I'm in New York.
Tony's not going to let anything happen in New York, so you're going to have to meet Aaron someplace else. You heard what she said? She said, I am in New York.
Y'all make sure y'all link up.
Okay, we're going to have to talk about that. But, Matt, if you want to know where I'm going to be at, it's all on my website, which is my name. It's Tamika Newhouse, .com, and just click on tour so y'all can see my tour dates.
That's good, because Miss Tony loves to support the authors, and she'll definitely come out with her pom-poms and ready to get her books and get her books signed and take her pictures. So definitely please link up so we can get you out there with the Writing Royalty crew. So that's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yes, ma'am. We sure will.
What author is dropping next out of your camp?
I'm actually dropping a book next month called If I Ain't the One You Love, which will be followed up by Double Back 2 by Jamie Dossey. And after that, we have a book dropping every month. We got LaShonta Charles coming, Stacey Covington Lee. Then we also have another male writer, Arthur D. Main. He's going to be dropping his series, Disloyal. And then, towards the end of the year, my new erotica, Plain Jane, is going to be coming out. And, of course, Mr. Benji G. Sermon comes out in October.
Ooh, that's going to be hot.
October. The best one. The best
Absolutely.
One I'm in.
Absolutely.
That's
wow.
the best one I'm
and
in.
Shout out to the title again.
Benji's title of his book is called A Hustler's Coalition. And then my book is called, the one that just came out last month, The Words I Didn't Say.
I have a question.
Like, Tamika, will that be out on e-book? Because only the first two chapters were available.
Oh, no, it's on there. The whole book is out on Kindle, too. If you download the sample, towards the end of the sample, it actually gives you the direct link to the book. But if you go in there and search, you'll see the issue.
We got a caller, too.
Okay.
817-723. Good evening.
Uh-oh, that's Fort Worth.
Yes.
Hey, I heard somebody call Mrs. Sherman. Is you calling the wife or the sister?
Oh, who?
Are you calling Miss Sherman? Which one do you want to talk
wife?
To?
Is it the wife or the sister?
Hello, everyone.
Hey, man, she ain't put out no book. Hang up.
And I have a sister-in-law with me, too.
Okay.
She brought a backup.
Welcome, Benji.
This is exactly why we told you stay right there. You
don't
never know who's gonna come out.
Y'all making me sound like I'm the mean wife. I'm not the mean wife. I don't slash tires and knock over things.
But you're not taking no side chicks coming up in your house.
Oh
no.
No side chicks, no. At all.
Hey. We have, this is the Writing on Royalties.
Be quiet,
Sherman.
Next
meeting.
Sit down.
Shut it down.
We talking to the CEO of the house supporting you. Go ahead, Miss Sherman.
Uh-oh.
Please continue.
No, ma'am. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
But no, now we're talking about side niggas. Now I do want to be on the side with the women. The women do not do it better than the men. I'm not going to say anything about side niggas, but I'm going
to
let his sister take over. She can give more advice than I can.
Mr. Sherman, you said it in public, so you're going to handle it in public. Go ahead.
And you see that? You see how I got it? You see how I got it? I ain't had to take it out the phone. Immediately get out the phone.
Yeah, right off.
I ain't in the same room.
You know what? Sherman
got it
quiet for a minute. Right.
He did.
Sherman,
he got real quiet.
I was listening.
He got real quiet.
I was listening. This is much as y'all live.
He was putting on his coat hat. He was like, it's time to go.
Oh, Benji, it'll be okay. It's okay, Tink Tink. It's okay.
It'll be all right tonight.
You see how many people
are doing? We'll be good.
I'll smooth it over tonight. Don't even worry about it.
He's moved it over.
Don't even worry about it.
Okay,
y'all. We being on the subject about side niggas. So Benji just talked about his past, and we talking about being his sister. We've had done things too in the past, not while I was with Benji, of course.
Oh, clear that up, please.
Yeah, clear that up.
Right.
Continue. Women do have a way of being more sneakier than men.
Yeah.
Men know how to clean up their stuff, but women do. They clean it up real good.
I don't know, Miss Sherman, Walmart.
Now we're gonna have to find out if she was really at Walmart.
Why clean it up?
Oh, shoot.
You ain't got to clean it up when you know once it's found out, you can handle it.
Benji,
shut up. He said you got a little up there, Mr. Benji. Don't mean you got a little up there. You all right?
Yeah, you sound mad. You sound like this shirt got tight. This shirt get tight?
No, he's not. He's good. We're just having a discussion. We're just talking. Me and his sister, she have advice, too.
And she know. That person right there know. I'm putting you out there. She know.
She does. We're trying to get her to talk. She won't talk. Sis. She had me calling, but she don't want to talk.
Okay. Yeah, she ain't trying to dig no holes. You better get off the phone before you.
It's already done.
You hang up now, Miss Sherman.
She fell in.
Oh, Miss Sherman, thank you for calling. If you can call
her,
Miss Sherman,
but she all right. Miss Sherman, I'm supposed to ride over later on and put a heel on. It's gonna be all right.
Aaron, do we still have hotel fees and the right and royalty account just in case something go wrong over there? We want to make sure that they are all right.
I think we do.
Yeah.
So next. Okay.
Honeymoon suite.
Oh, because y'all going together, because it ain't going to be none of that. That's right.
That's right.
It's live up in the clubhouse tonight. We thank her for calling in and joining in on the discussion. This hot, hot topic. Right in royalty tonight is our special Thursday night edition. We got Mr. Sherman out of Tamika Newhouse's camp. She's also in the clubhouse with Aaron Bebo, Miss Leisha and Miss Tony, and I am Nene Capri. This has been a wonderful, wonderful evening. I mean, Aaron, give us some parting words.
Hey, my parting words are, if you're going to have a side nigga, side chick, whatever you're going to have, make sure that it's just yours and not everybody else's. You don't need to announce it to the world. You don't need to be putting on for the world. And, you know, just keep try to keep things, you know, tight around you. Like, don't fall into trying to create no image for the world because the world ain't going to live in and walk in your shoes.
That's crazy. Miss Tony?
Well, I've learned quite a lot tonight.
Oh, Lord.
All I'm going to say is that I'm not to each his own.
Get it out, Miss Tony. Good Lord. She done pulled all the pearls off her chain tonight. She done just tugged them poor little pearls off. She been gripping the pearls
night. I've got to find the pieces. But, you know, everybody had valid points. You know me, Nene. I do think the women are a little bit more
sneaky.
Crafty, a little more crafty.
Yes,
I agree.
We're crafty.
Yes, a little more crafty.
Very unique. We're very unique creatures.
Absolutely.
Yes,
we are. Good word, unique. Yes,
unique and crafty. Go ahead.
Very good. I'm just gonna tell the men you better watch out.
Oh shoot! Go ahead, Miss Leisha. Because I know she got something to say. Go ahead, Miss Leisha. Miss Leisha just got married a couple of years ago, y'all. So she's gonna give us her.
Yes,
I wish a nigga would speak. Give us your "I wish a nigga would" speech, Leisha.
No, I'm gonna say that. Let me find out. I'm just kidding. But no, when you marry, it's a different situation. You know, you shape your relationship how you expect it to be. You have expectations in your relationship, and you know everybody is supposed to fall in line because you know when you, especially in a marriage, it's only two people. You know, it don't have room for nobody else. When you start adding in extra people, then it becomes overcrowded. Then you got extra problems and it's overflow. Nobody got time for that. So,
I got time for that.
Side chick, or side nigga. If that's what you choose to do, that's fine. But you know, you got to make sure that you play. If you're gonna play that game, you got to make sure you play it well. And you got to make sure, especially the men. I'm gonna say this. Please make sure y'all clean it up. Don't make it so messy where it's all over the place and not neat and tidy, because if they on the side, they're supposed to be on the side. Neat and tidy, away from of the main situation, you know.
I say this.
Did you have anything you want to add?
Hold on.
Put down to the green room.
I agree.
Okay.
If you're going to be being dirty, I agree. You need to respect your spouse, and you kind of need to keep that separate. And everybody needs to play their roles. It needs to be set in stone. And if you see it's getting messy or somebody's getting clean, you need to kind of cut it loose. But unfortunately, sometimes we can be greedy and selfish, and we don't know how to cut it off as soon as we need to. But you have to really kind of know your position. You just got to play your part. So. I'm not snitching no more on myself today. I don't have no side niggas. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm very innocent. All I do is write books and sit at home.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that information, because we would have been lost without it. I'm telling you. Thank you to clear that up. Yes. But I say this in our closing statement. You know, everybody does have a life full of grown, and they do what they do. But at the end of the day, be safe. You know what I'm saying? Be safe in whatever you do. Please be using protection. You know, HIV is rampant. You know, diseases are rampant. You know, it has no color, you know, no race or anything attached to it. So definitely if you out there sighing, you got a wife or whatever, keep y'all safe. You know what I'm saying? Don't ruin her life because she already don't have a choice because you're doing something different. And he don't have a choice because you're doing something different. Just keep each other safe. You know, do things that are safe and healthy. You know, when you're dealing in a relationship and you got other people involved, you know, consider their feelings as well as their health, you know, while you're doing whatever you're doing. And that's my Harriet Tubman movement that Aaron says I always get on, but I have to point that out.
We're
having fun, but that stuff can be very serious. Go ahead, Aaron.
I was going to ask Benji, did he have anything to add?
Everybody have a blessed night.
He's trying to deal with the wife.
Yeah, he ain't got time for that. He got to and lay something down and get stuff situated because he done said too many things this evening. So, yeah, he got to go in.
I told y'all for to smooth it out. Leave me alone.
Yeah, smooth all the way out. Make sure you smooth all the way out. We don't want no complaints off of you. Smooth it all the way out.
Miss Sherman, did you have anything to add to Miss Sherman? Hang up. Is she still on?
She's going out the clubhouse.
Hang up before she got back.
He said, enough of that. You don't play. You don't have your fun. You're done. I heard it. But, yeah, go ahead, Aaron. Anything else? Then, of course, you know we're going to have to drop that beat.
Oh, before we go, this is actually a Delphine Publications Takeover Month. They will have authors here on the 6th and on the 20th. We will have 4 of their authors here this month. So it's going down in the clubhouse.
I'm excited.
Thank you for coming out, and thank you for sharing with us. And please let us know when you have anything new up and coming. Thank you for calling, guys.
And
I'm going to
be in the green room.
God bless.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? I saw her till it's gone, and I got to know now. Is she with me? You were. Think I'm trying to give me a nut. It's cause honey's wanting to give me the bug. I'm politicking with this chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rat bitch, 25th, and Tamika coming through. Like I do, you know, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scar for 54-11, size 70, girl. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls. Girlfriend, remember me from way back? I'm the same cat with the wave cap. That motherfucker, that TNT, used to play that. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th. Damn, small hood, all wood, so let me get that number. I get up, hit you on the jack, let on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. Looking at that ass made me wanna do something tonight. And I know right when I see right. Shorty looks like she tight, she bite. Then they give niggas a green light. Whatever games are being played, how's it going down? It's gone till it's gone. Now, is you with me, you love? Think I'm trying to give me your nut. It's cause honey's wanting to give me the bug. Type of games are being played, how's it going down? It's on to the stars and I got to know now. Is you with me, you love? Think I'm trying to give me your nut. It's cause honey's wanting to give me the bug. I'm getting that shorty like what you need, what you want. Mumble nothing cause I got you, but you run. I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the pussy, that ass is getting fatter. Let that nigga play daddy, make moves with me. Kinda different from the real boo, can't lose with me. Already smacked you cause you said my name when y'all was sexy. Ran up on this cat, he thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that, but he gon' have to get that bitch on GP. Try to creep me, I leave that nigga sleepy. But I'm strapped for you and that's your kid daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way and put him up in that big caddy. But let him know, never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150, see Joe. Get that, come back with that, when we can split that. Sit back, fuck, pump an L, forget that.
Whatever games are being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, and I got to know now. Is you with me, you what? Think I'm trying to give me your nut. It's cause honey's wanting to give me the bug. Whatever games are being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, and I got to know now. Is you with me, you what? Think I'm trying to give me your nut. It's cause honey's wanting to give me the bug. Hey, yo, this shit got me digging the moves. Cause she's smooth, win or lose. Whoever she choose gets the dues. Respect is not expected, but it's given to
trying to give me your nut. This cause honey's wanting to